All right, tech enthusiasts, buckle up. We're going deep on something today that could completely change the future of the gadgets we use every single day.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
Imagine if you could only buy a smartphone if it was made in America. Or an electric car.
Even your smart fridge,
Jackie. All
powered by American-made chips. Basically putting the U.S. back on top when it comes to tech.
Which everyone's saying is going to be more and more important.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're breaking down today. Intel's recent $3 billion power move. A deal made under the CHIPS Act.
Which we'll get into.
Oh yeah, we will. And trust me, this isn't just some boring government contract. This has huge implications.
Huge.
So to kick things off, two main questions. What is this CHIPS Act everyone's talking about? Hmm. And how did Intel get their hands on such a massive payday? To help us answer these questions, we'll be looking at this article from WebPro News that really caught our eye.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's unpack this whole thing. You want to start us off?
Sure. So at its core, the CHIPS Act is all about bringing semiconductor manufacturing back to America.
Okay. And just to make sure everyone's on the same page here.
Right.
Semiconductors, those are the brains behind pretty much every piece of tech we use.
Every single thing, smartphones, the most advanced military equipment, you name it.
And with all the supply chain problems we've seen in the past few years, I'm guessing that having a strong domestic supply of these chips is pretty important.
It's crucial, not just to make sure there's enough stuff in stores for the holidays, but to make sure the U.S. stays ahead of the game in technology. And that's where Intel's Secure Enclave program comes in. That's the big billion-dollar deal.
Secure Enclave sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, has a nice ring to it.
So what are we talking here? Top secret data centers hidden away somewhere?
Well, not exactly. You're on the right track.
Okay.
Intel has been working with the Department of Defense for a long time, making specialized chips for really important stuff. This new program just takes that partnership to a whole other level. Basically, they're creating a safe and secure American-made supply of chips, specifically for the Pentagon's cybersecurity needs.
So like Fort Knox, but for digital secrets.
Yeah, something like that. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The article mentions something called Intel Foundry.
Okay. Not exactly a household name. What is that?
So think of it like a really advanced factory where any company can go, even Intel's competitors, and have their chip designs actually made.
Hold on. So Intel is opening up its manufacturing power to the world. Isn't that kind of like Coca-Cola just giving away their secret recipe? Seems like a risky move for sure. But why would they do that? What's the upside for Intel?
Basically, it's all about staying ahead of the game. Historically, Intel's bread and butter has been manufacturing their own chips.
Right.
But the industry's changing. By opening up Intel Foundry, they're tapping into a much bigger market, making chips for all sorts of clients, from the big tech companies all the way down to small startups. It's like diversifying their portfolio.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But the article did call this Secure Enclave deal a much-needed victory for Intel.
Yeah.
Almost like things haven't been easy for them. What's the story there?
Good catch. You're right. Intel Foundry hasn't had the smoothest ride. They took a pretty big hit last year with that $7 billion loss and getting those big contracts, the ones that really matter. They've been struggling with that.
Yeah, a $7 billion loss is not something you just bounce back from easily. So this CHIPS Act deal, this $3 billion for Secure Enclave, that's a game changer for Intel Foundry.
It's more than just money. It's a vote of confidence. When the government hands you a contract that big, especially when dealing with national security, it sends a message to everyone else that Intel Foundry is the real deal.
So it's not just about the money. It's about what this means for their reputation.
Exactly. And that could be what convinces other companies to trust Intel with their chip manufacturing.
Which brings us to the bigger picture. This whole thing is about way more than just Intel. This has the potential to shake up the entire tech world. That's what's so fascinating to me. Like dropping a pebble in a pond and watching the ripples spread out.
So what kind of impact are we really talking about here? So we keep saying game changer, but paint a picture for us. What does that actually look like?
Okay, so imagine a wave of new tech, all because there's actual competition in the industry.
Okay.
With Intel Foundry in the mix now, alongside companies like Samsung and TSMC, you're going to see everyone trying to make the best chips possible.
Which means?
Cheaper smartphones. Gaming consoles that load even faster. Self-driving cars that don't break the bank.
So all the good stuff, I'm into it.
Oh, and it goes way beyond the stuff we use every day.
Yeah.
Think about the advancements in artificial intelligence, medical technology, even green energy. All of that depends on these chips.
And a boost for American tech, which I think we both agree is a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. Bring us back to that geopolitical angle we talked about. What does this Intel deal mean on that bigger stage?
It's a huge step towards making America more independent when it comes to tech. By making more chips here, we depend less on other countries, especially for important things like defense and intelligence.
Which brings us full circle to the CHIP-PS Act, that whole push to get the U.S. back on top when it comes to tech.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. The story about making computer chips, it's actually this whole power struggle happening behind the scenes.
Exactly. So to wrap things up for our listeners, why should they care about all of this, even if they aren't engineers or tech CEOs?
Because this isn't just about circuits and silicon. This is about our future. This deal could change everything. How fast technology grows, how different countries interact with each other, even the way we live our everyday lives.
Let's get a reminder that the really big changes, the ones that really matter, often happen quietly in labs and factories. But they have this ripple effect, changing how we work, how we talk to each other, how we see the world. We started off asking if this was a game changer, and I think it's safe to say, yeah, it definitely is. But as we've seen, it's way bigger than just one company or one deal. It's about how we think about technology as a whole and how that technology shapes our world. That's all the time we have for today, but if you want to learn more, keep an eye on the semiconductor industry. These tiny chips are going to play a huge role in all of our futures. Thanks for diving in with us.